Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Casthetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at casthetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to another episode of Casthetic. I am your host, Keaton Buse, and we got a terrific band for you. They're so wonderful from Washington, D.C. They are D.C.'s very own Curse Words. So here you guys go with their song, Chip Away.
Chip away, yeah. What?
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was Chip Away by Curse Words. So let's get to know these strapping young lads. We'll just go around. You can introduce yourself. Let them know what you play. Let them know your voice.
How's it going? I'm Tommy. I sing and I play guitar in Curse Words.
I'm Aaron. I'm the bass player. I do some backup vocals.
Hello there. I'm Pete. I sing as well and play guitar in the band called Curse Words.
Good evening. I'm Craig, and I play drums in the band called Curse Words.
I'm Keaton. I just listen to Curse Words. They were sweet, and you just listened to them, too. Congratulations, listeners. Yeah, we're all on the same page. All right, so how did you guys form up? We'll just get right into the nitty-gritty.
I guess the official probably start date would have been New Year's 3 years ago. I guess this coming New Year's it'll be
about 3 years.
Yeah,
3 years.
So yes, it's been 2.5. I guess me and Pete played in a couple bands together. And then that kind of fell apart because it was mainly like all my songs. I was kind of tired of the band. I think he was tired of me being band dictator, so he quit. And
screw this.
Yeah, he hit me up, I guess, saying that his friend Aaron was coming to town, moving from Pittsburgh, and that they were going to start something new. And if I wanted to be a part of it, just kind of scrapping all my old songs. I think that was part of the stipulation of starting Curse Words.
Oh, I didn't say that. Yeah, you got to start, fresh.
Fresh new.
Fresh new.
Fresh new
songs. Completely different.
Yeah, those stuff were kind of, I guess my old songs were kind of a little bit not as punky, a little bit more dark, and it's a little bit more not as fun to play. I think that
young
was
lad of many emotions.
Yeah,
songs.
I was in a dark phase of my life. So yeah, I guess that was. I mean, we started Curse Words with the goal to just write fun songs that were fun to play, and
Aaron was like pretty much the automatic bassist because he was moving from Pittsburgh. So I'm just like, well, you're gonna play bass in our band.
No matter
I don't
what.
Even have a band. Yeah.
You have to get a job
Pittsburgh.
With Pete's company.
Yeah. Pete and I went to college together at West Virginia and jammed out a few times.
Yeah.
So we were in a band in college. And by band, I mean we played one open mic night.
We were Sex Panther. It was amazing. Yeah. We had like a 10-minute rendition of I Fought the Law. Yeah. I don't know how you could stretch it out that long.
How'd you? I'm curious how you
stretched
that out.
We played it for like 2 minutes, and then
everyone
we just jammed
gets three
out.
Solos.
Yeah.
How usually it starts anyway. At least for me, that was.
And then we found Craig on Craigslist. He's the
Thank
owner
you.
Of Craigslist.
Yes, yes. I got a secret job. I actually put a resume. I was so frustrated with jamming with people that were shitty and didn't know what they're doing, and I don't know.
Why you joined us then?
No, actually, you guys are probably the most together out of all of them, obviously, or I wouldn't still be sitting here right now. But I put like a resume. I put down like all my equipment and like where I played, and I just was so fed up. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna put on this resume and see what happens. Maybe somebody that has a brain, or musicians that have a brain and have, will be able to figure it out. So. And that's kind of where it went.
It took a few practices before we figured out that Craig wasn't trying to murder us.
Yeah.
We had this little stranger, and then we were like, all right.
We thought he was going to make a drum set out of our skin. It's still a running joke.
Yeah, no, it's cool, though. I mean, I'm kind of weird in general anyway, so.
Yeah, I totally thought.
The drummer's always eccentric.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of got to be when you got to.
Why is my back skin missing?
Just slowly starts leaving you piece by piece.
I mean, you got to kind of be when you got to carry all that friggin' equipment around. I think
you might be the first Craig found on Craigslist that I've heard of, at least.
That's cool, man.
It's probably a sign.
That is cool. I put that on next resume.
Yeah.
Found on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And I'm Craig.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking about some songwriting earlier, how is your guys' songwriting process now that, scrapped the young lad of emotion songs,
right,
writing
yeah.
new songs. Do you guys have one dominant songwriter that brings something to the table, or do you guys just kind of jam out till
it's
something fleshes?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We like, so Tommy and me, Pete, just so you guys can know my voice, usually are like the songwriters. And so it's pretty awesome. We just kind of write our own stuff like separately from each other. And then we'll just go over it together with like an acoustic and just kind of, figure out what parts go where. But, I write a very certain way and he writes a very certain way. So it we get this kind of cool like dichotomy of
there's no egos. We afterwards after we got like an idea, we'll bring it to, you know, Aaron and Craig, and they'll, you know, poo-poo it or give it the green light. And, you know, as I said, it's like no one's feelings get hurt if, you know, a song just isn't working. Or...
Yeah, the official response is if we send a song out and no one replies, then it's not a good song.
Or you need some more.
Yeah. I mean, we just like, how is that song? No. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cricket. We just like right, send it. They send it out and it makes it easier for us because I could sit and jam at home and, you know, they just write the guitar part and then we just kind of build off that.
Yeah, definitely.
And because I'm not, you know, we're not, I'm not a very good songwriter for sure. So let them do that and then we just like build off of that. And that seems to work pretty well.
Aaron's also working on a song.
I've been working on a song for the last 3 years.
He really hopes that we don't poo-poo it.
Yeah.
The stakes are so high.
Yeah,
I can't
the
say.
Crickets are. They can get brutal, especially when you're like, oh, song's so awesome. Everyone's going to love it. And then like I send it out and it's like, okay, I guess it's not good.
I think the nice thing is we have so many like songs that we like write that it's like there's always something to be working on. And it's like...
Right. Take parts from
one
song.
Yeah, we
got
like a whole bunch of songs that we write constantly.
Kind of Franken songs.
Yeah,
we have a few
exactly.
of those.
And if they don't work, you just, you know, keep it in your head for later.
And that's the best part about it is like if you know, we're busy and doing a lot of other things, if, you know, if they can send out one song every once in a while, just an idea, it keeps like me focused and I get to stay at home and do it while people are going on vacation and doing other things. So we always have something that we're working on. It keeps the juices flowing, I guess.
Yeah.
Speaking of some flowing, you guys were telling me earlier about your bad luck with some equipment. Got caught in a flood, just had some burglarization.
I don't know what's next. I didn't intend on that.
Yeah, Craig's house flooded.
You just got to find him.
Yeah, so I guess about 2 years ago.
The great flood of the summer of 2014.
Yeah, 2014. Yeah. So, you know, I went to work and it's a normal day and my roommate comes home or he's at home and it's in the morning before he leaves for work. Thunderstorm hits and calls me frantically. It's about, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, why is he calling me? He's like, the house is flooding. The place is flooding. I was like, what? Come on, man. Come on. No. You got to be kidding me. No. It's flooding. I was like, get my laptop. Get the equipment out. He's like, I can't. It's all plugged in. Blah, blah, blah. He's like holding the door back and like, and I'm just like trying to figure out what to do. And so
the pictures were kind of crazy. Like the floodwater actually blew down the basement door.
Yeah.
And
this is
like
College
a metal
Park,
door.
Maryland.
Metal
like,
door.
Yeah. The water level rose probably about like 4.5
feet. 4 or 5 feet like, in my basement. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where all the equipment was.
His roommate waded into the water and tried to salvage what he could.
Yeah. And, we pulled everything out and the drums dried off. And I mean, we lost a couple of amps. And I mean,
I lost my good Carvin.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
gone,
you took the shelf
forgotten.
From it. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, Hash was his roommate. He was able to save at least the cab.
That's all
we got
do.
A song out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And we got a song. Tommy wrote a song. Yeah.
That is on the new record, Sunk Rock.
Yeah. Couldn't remember this.
Sunk Rock. There's so many names for that song. Right?
And
the working title was.
Curse words versus drown god.
Yeah.
And you know, but I also lost everything, a bunch of my other crap, all my books, and you know,
poor Craig, we always talk over that. He's like, he like lost his livelihood and we're just like, yeah, I lost my amps though.
That was the worst part about it. Yeah. That was definitely the worst part about it is like, oh man, my stuff was gone, but their stuff, that was like the biggest difficulty to overcome. But like, I mean, we got it all back and you know, they were good sports about it, so that's all you can really ask for.
Right.
Pete got robbed, I guess, recently, so that, I guess, is another song.
But this one had a kind of happy ending.
It was pretty happy ending.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, my house got broken into, and they stole 6 guitars, a bunch of other stuff. They took some of my girlfriend's stuff, but I'm always like, they took my guitars. They stole my shit, too.
We were like, yeah, heirloom jewelry and stuff like that.
Equipment, you know?
So, but, yeah, they took 6 of my guitars, and I guess, like, you know, the cops came or whatever, and, like, detective came and was like, you know, like, give me a list of all the stuff, and I'm like, whatever, I'm never going to hear from this guy again. And then a couple days ago, this guy calls me, and he's like, yeah, we found your equipment in Arlington, Virginia. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, just come down the station and check it out. So I had no, he wouldn't tell me what equipment was found. So I was like, well, sure all my nice stuff is gone. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe it's just the crappy stuff. And like the nicest guitar they stole was there. My acoustic guitar, like a whole bunch of stuff. I was just, it's the best thing ever. But I did lose one of my guitars that I assembled myself. So that kind of sucked. But
oh, that's hard.
Hopefully some left-handed kids.
Yeah. You know, if you're listening to this in the DC area and you bought a really good deal.
It's green.
Green.
No left-handed guitar.
You better
copy.
Give it back.
If you pick it up and you think of Slimer.
Yeah. That was the name of the guitar,
we're
Slimer.
We're
going
to kick you in the balls if you have it. Or
well, they might have bought it from the pawn shop. They might not have stolen
it. Yeah, you know, it's not their fault.
Play it well. Play it well.
Yeah, shred on that thing.
Shred on it.
Give it a good home.
Feel free to contact the show, and we'll set it up, see if you guys can.
Yeah.
There's a reward.
Yeah. I'll give you something.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Free curse words tickets for life.
Season passes. Yeah. Every season.
Yeah. Backstage.
No, but it turned out good, yeah.
All right. Well, let's go on to this little segment we have. It's five questions. All right, the worst gig you guys ever had.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's going to have the same answer. We actually just wrote a song about it.
I don't know if it was the worst gig.
It was definitely the most bizarre.
It was definitely.
We played a show in Memories at Waldorf, it was a whole interesting night.
Yeah, it was like half, so they had like three bands, and then there was like one punk band, and us. And then in between they had a rap battle. In the middle of it, so the crowd was just kind of like, you know,
majority of the rappers and their entourage.
Yeah,
the majority of the people in this place.
Oh, absolutely! Like no one came to see, obviously, us or anything. It was just a bizarre night. We got a hotel down the road, and so that was like a license for us to get really hammered and like just weirdness ensued.
The one rapper like totally forgot everything he was going to do. So he was just on stage like,
tough to watch.
And
people were heckling nice like me. Yeah. You're not nice like me. You're not nice like me.
It was so awful. Like we just kind of felt bad for him. And then there's definitely, you know, a few like hard drug addicts that kept wanting to ask Aaron to play his bass. Mm-hmm. Like, let me play your bass. You know, there's one kid wearing a shirt.
We overheard someone like, where's, you know, John or whatever? And they're like, oh yeah, he was doing meth in the back. Like we overheard that conversation. So it got real. Shit got real.
Yeah, and
There was a dude who had a shirt that said, I fight cops.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And his girlfriend
with
had a
brass
shirt.
Brass knuckles.
They said, down for whatever.
Yeah.
You're down for anything.
And we proceeded to get hammered. And am I allowed to talk about?
No. Wouldn't go that far. It was a strange night, though.
It was strange.
Yeah.
Shit got weird.
I'm glad I asked because I wasn't.
The cops came to our motel, but they weren't for us. Luckily,
someone got robbed.
We had to tiptoe around there. Let's put it that way.
But I mean, it was
good memories. And bad memories.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't say
it was an interesting night.
It'll be fun.
The most interesting.
I guess good Charlotte's from Waldorf.
It has
nothing to do with anything, but.
All right. The next question. The worst equipment malfunction you had while on stage.
Oh, on stage.
Toronto. I had my amp blow twice.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I blew some tubes. I was right about to play. I'd done sound check and everything was perfectly fine. And then as soon as we start to play, I'm like, nope, no sound. What's going on? Like, power's on, everything's working, but I guess a tube had blown and I didn't realize it. Luckily, there's a spare amp for me to plug into, but that kind of was pretty embarrassing.
I had a dumb one we played. It was actually Breaking Even Fest. And I plugged everything through my pedals and stuff and then into my amp. And then I wasn't getting sound out of the guitar. And I'm like, well, everything looks fine. So I started like freaking out. I'm like, fuck, what's going on? So I started changing out of lines. Nothing was working. So then this guy's like, I have this other cable you can borrow. So I was like, okay, I plug in. And then I look at my amp and I only had the standby off. And I was like, just don't say anything and just turn it on and keep playing.
It's a miracle.
Man, the shitty cord.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm not playing out of pedals.
I don't know. It's always interesting seeing what kind of drum set you're going to get on stage with, you know, when you borrow from other people or when you bring your own or, you know, so it's always interesting trying to set up and make sure things don't fall. I definitely had cymbals and things fall off, and you're just trying to play and keep with the song and make it not look so obvious. Definitely.
That your cymbal is like flying at
someone. Yeah, yeah, or like, you know, a stick explodes and, you know, but.
We're pretty high energy band too, and for how high energy we are, we're also pretty uncoordinated, and I'm pretty surprised. I've only gotten like one or two headstocks to the face so far.
Yeah, you got a mic in your face, right?
I crushed Nagy's ear the one time.
Yeah,
pretty bad.
You nailed
I thought he was
going to
have like wrestler's cauliflower ear. I hit him so hard.
That was brutal. Yeah, we're definitely uncoordinated.
All right, the scariest or dirtiest place you've stayed during a tour?
Well, there was the one time we were
Toronto
left. Stranded in Toronto. We were supposed to stay at
the
girl's house.
Oh, yeah. We were supposed to stay at this girl's house, and her girlfriend broke up with her or something like that. And then, like...
Yeah, she'd set up the show, and then, like...
Just didn't show
up. Never
showed
up
to the show. And we're like, what's going on? Yeah.
We had to, like, flag down somebody that sort of knew her, that had her number, maybe.
Yeah.
And get a number from her. Oh, yeah, I know
her. Yeah,
she
didn't answer at all, and, like, so we're just like, crap. So we had to get a hotel room.
Yeah,
I
had to get a hotel.
So that wasn't the worst place, but... There was a non-existent place.
I don't know.
Yeah,
the place in Waldorf
you had to have
was
a panic,
pretty grimy.
A panic hotel rental at, you know, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning.
Although the way home from Canada,
blew
we stayed at
budget.
That. We stayed at that like Best Western.
Yeah, I was gonna say there was a Super 8. It was
there
a Super 8.
There was meth in the air or something.
There was,
but, funky stuff.
Where was that? That was like upstate
like
New
now.
York.
Yeah.
It definitely had a strange vibe. There's like a fog around the hotel.
We all woke up sick. It was like, what's going on?
There was like high school kids partying in the lobby.
Yeah,
it was weird.
It was weird.
Yeah, but the place near Memories, that was pretty grody. That
no, I was asleep as soon as I got in.
Well, you fell like a lead balloon right onto to the bed.
You just
there.
Sleep through the grind.
And then you know that futon Aaron slept on. I don't know what was in there. That's why I always bring the cot.
Yep.
You never know.
always bring a towel and always bring clean sheets.
I mean, if Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy taught me one thing, it's always have a towel.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Always. The closest you've come to quitting music.
Oh, I got a good one, I think.
Yeah.
So I was in a band. I won't really name it. But we like slowly transitioned into a cover band, and I freaking hate cover band music and everything that has to do with it. So, you know, we had to learn like freaking like 80 of these songs that I just couldn't stand. So I was going to go on vacation, and they were like, oh, we have one more gig in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and it's going to be packed. It's going to be like, you know, they always try to sell it. It's going to be huge. It's going to be like, I'm like, all right, fine. So I postponed my vacation a couple days so I could play the show. I get there and there's like 5 bikers watching us. And it was the most awkward thing ever. And we're like, and our singer was kind of like, you know, it was a little like kind of like pop and whatever. And he was like really high voice. And it was just like the dichotomy of like this, like these bikers staring at us. And we're just playing like this like pop music. I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I quit the band and I actually quit music for a while.
Yeah, I don't trying to rack my brain. I never really
I never quit. Yeah.
I go back and forth between men's league hockey and like a band because you really don't have time to do both. So there'll be times when I'll be on a hockey team and I will just be jamming once a week by myself. I can't really contribute or commit to a band. So that I've been not in bands for years at a time, but.
Yeah,
so
it's always come back.
Yeah,
same. I always try to. I never really not been trying to be in a band. I guess I always, if I'm not in a band, I'm always just slamming on drums or whatever. But
get you something to do.
Yeah. No, it's just definitely like a cathartic, you know, exercise, and it's just
It always comes creeping back. It always like you got to play.
I was actually very close when I first started playing. Bass in high school, that's the closest I got to quitting. I guess I'd been playing for about maybe like 2 years, and I was really bad. And my friends actually, I guess my quote friends would come over and be like, "You're still playing bass, man? You suck." God damn it.
You don't suck, guys. I'm working really hard.
Yeah. Eventually, like I took lessons for a little bit, but I think the only time, like when I was taking lessons, I think all we talked about was video games. Like I had no interest in actually like, learning things. I was like, oh man, did you get that cool new video game? Like, yeah. Haven't slept in days. but eventually, you know, I just took a Rancid record and I was like, I'm not leaving my room until I learned how to play this and just kind of put it
not
in my high
no
bar.
Maxwell
yeah.
Murder.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And like, you know, it was all mostly about having friends to jam with. I was always, once I started finding friends to jam with, I started playing drums a lot more. There's a time there, yeah, where I was about to quit. I can't find any people to jam with, and they all are on drugs or they're doing something. They're not, you know, focused.
It's been pretty smooth sailing with curse words, I guess.
Yeah, this is like the catalog. Easy.
Yeah.
All right, the last question. What's the best memory you guys have together as a band?
This is cute.
Actually, you know what? I have one. It was our first recording, and we just finished, and we were playing, it was Chip Away, which the song is featured tonight, or whenever you're listening to it. But no, we were recording Chip Away, and we all were, there's a gang vocals at the end of it. So we're all like arm in arm singing, and it was like really special. I thought, I was like, this is a good way to end a record. It was like the last thing we had to do, so that was pretty special. That was a good song too.
No, I think most every time we do stuff, I mean, because we do so much shit outside of the band together, whether it's two of us or three or four of us or all of us too.
That night that Stephen Rovery, who set to help us set this up, so thanks Steve. But
shout out
that,
Steve.
Yeah, yeah. That show, a Velvet Lounge that was just packed.
Oh yeah,
we didn't even headline. We were like first or second band, but that was a really fun night.
That
as
was
well.
Awesome. Yeah,
Pooza Fest was a great memory too, because we played the night before in Toronto, and that that show was kind of a disaster.
Yep.
And like kind of like it was one of those everything that could go wrong went wrong. Mm-hmm. And so we were at our like the lowest of lows after
bad.
That. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh man, now we gotta drive like 4 hours to Montreal.
Got pulled over.
Yeah, got pulled over. The cop in Canada was like the nicest cop I've ever met. Yeah.
Sorry,
straight
I pulled
out
you over.
Canadian bacon.
You got any pints
so
in the cooler? Yeah. It'd be a lot cooler if you did. Pretty much. No cold ones, officer. He told me I was going 180. I was like, I don't think my car can go that fast. And then I realized he was like kilometers. I was like, ah.
Well, we don't have vials up here.
Yeah. But so we had our show in the Pooza Fest, and it was a cool bar. Like it was like a skateboarding bar, and like it was lined with old skate decks, and there's a half pipe right by the stage. And I think we killed it. It was one of the tightest sets we played, and you know, everyone loved it, and it was just good vibe.
Yeah.
No, that was overall just a great time.
We had that one fan
weekend.
From who knows where Canada
he
drive.
Like, yeah,
it came from.
Yeah.
It's like I drove like 6 hours to see it. I was like, what?
We're like, why? Why'd you do that to yourself? Shout out to the guy in Canada.
Yeah. Way to go,
cool.
Canada.
Yeah.
And Meg was selling T-shirts crazy somehow.
Sales.
Yeah.
Yep.
You waiting in line over there? You can wait in line here. There's no line over here. You can buy a T-shirt. That sold like 20 shirts. I was like, whoa.
It was only 4 days, but like it seemed like a lifetime because we were just doing.
It was the closest
screwing to a tour. Around, just doing shit, like going,
fun.
Having fun, and everyone had a good time and getting drunk. That was.
I sent my old car off after that.
Killed
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That was the last hurrah.
Pretty much, but it was a
good
way to go out.
For the cream SUV.
I can't think of a better way to send a car out than a Canadian tour.
Yeah. Yeah. We got got it to the border, and it was pretty.
And we didn't. We haven't been on tour for months or anything, but we didn't get in any blowout fights or anything, so that was cool.
Shut up, Aaron.
Yeah, I think the closest argument was someone ate someone's like pizza pocket that you made, and they had to settle for like pepperoni instead of buffalo chicken.
All right, well, we got another song that this fine band, Curse Words, has played. For you guys listening out there, it's called Spine. It's got some woes in it, so sing along with the woes. Do you guys have any thing you want to say about the song?
No, I just said I wrote it about, crushing mediocrity that you face when you hit, you know, late 30s or late 20s. So, like, you know, you get out of school and, like, oh, you're going to do amazing things. And then you realize, well, I'm just going to work at a bank. So there's, like, that, you know, kind of biting mediocrity that you face. And that's kind of what the song's about.
I think it was one of those, like, Craig was like, we need a fast song. That's what came out of it.
That was a driver.
All right, well, here it is for you guys. It's Spine by Curse Words. Song you just heard was Spine by Curse Words. Now let's promote some stuff. Let's let you know about the hip happenings of the area, if you will. First off, do you guys working on any albums coming out soon or anything?
No, we just put out an album called Jesus, I forgot the name.
Better Luck Next
Time. Better Luck Next Time. Called Jesus, I Forgot.
You'll remember it next time.
It's not Jesus, I Forgot the name, but that should be the next
album. Yeah. That was a little less than 3 months ago.
Yeah, 3 months ago. So that's our first actual full like album with like full length.
More than five songs on it.
Yeah, so yeah, we're pretty proud of it. It's got some good songs.
We took a few tries to record it, but
we recorded part of it with Ben Lazo at Inner Ear Studio, and then we only recorded two songs at Inner Ear, and then we recorded the rest with Pablo Cabrera at Precocious Studios.
Yeah. We learned that tape is really hard.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's incredibly hard to record
like,
the tape.
He's wow. like, okay, so you can't mess up. And I'm like, wait, what?
Wait a minute.
We're Curse Words.
Fix it.
And like my
she's Pro Tools.
My like every winter sickness hit me like right when we're recording. It's just, you know, clockwork. I would get sick once a winter, and that was the weekend we got sick.
It was a good experience though.
Yeah.
Learned a lot and it was fun overall anyway.
Well, we got some upcoming shows. I mean, we'll be
tell us about some of the shows coming up.
Yeah, we'll be playing a bunch of our new songs. The next one we got coming up is August 20th. We're actually going up to Aaron's hometown in Pittsburgh. We're playing at the Wiggle Whiskey Barrel House with the Stone Cold Killers. Should be a good one. A little bit more locally, we're playing September 2nd at the Roadside Grill in Arlington with our good friends Black Dog Prowl. That should definitely be a party. It's Friday night, so come on out. And lastly, on October 22nd, it's a Saturday, it's a bunch of local bands. We'll be playing at the Commune in D.C. With Split Seconds, American Television, and Boardroom Heroes. All a bunch of great D.C. punk bands.
Yeah. It's going to be a blowout.
It's
going to be for Boardroom your friends Heroes. And your children.
Wait, what? That was creepy.
Your friends and your kids, everybody.
Stop making drums, Craig.
But yeah, I mean... At all our shows, we just aim to have a good time, and you know, if you come on out, you're guaranteed to have a good time, at least with us. Check it out.
Yeah. For a good time, call Curse Words.
Yeah.
Please.
It's
all right. And I got a couple open mics to let you guys know about. I highly encourage you to go to an open mic if you have one in your area, if you listen from a place other than this area. But two open mics that I love to go to are every Tuesday night in Old Town Manassas at Philly Tavern. Great open mic run by an excellent group of hooligans. And then every Thursday night at Epicure Cafe in Fairfax, another incredible open mic, incredible pizza. Yeah, I got a few shows to tell you guys about.
Pizza.
August 19th is Jam Night at Jam in Java with Projected Man and Covered with Jam. And then August 20th, Gallows Bound and the Daycare Swindlers are playing at Bright Box Theater in Winchester. August 28th, Surf Cause, La 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 La, and Shirt Pants are playing at Songbird Music House over in D.C., which is where Break and Even Fest was.
Yeah. Great venue. Yeah. Great food.
Yeah.
Food's really good.
Man. Yes.
And then every Friday night in September coming up is going to be Jam Brew Festival over in Herndon, run by Jay Burden of Dead Wax. I highly recommend you guys go check out Jam Brew at least one night. It's going to be a great time. Lots of local craft brews, lots of local bands. It's great, you know, beer, bands. What else do you need in the world? I don't need anything else, really.
Nothing.
I don't even need oxygen. Oxygen's like way down here on my list.
There's oxygen in beer.
Yeah, carbonation. And a big thank you to Ken Barnum and Mark Ryder for recording, mixing, and keeping us safe from the evil machinations of the Mandarin. He's out there. That's a weird villain to mention. Iron Man 3 wasn't that great.
Thanks, Steve from American Television for and all of American Television for letting us come out here this evening.
Yes, Steve Rovery for making connections all
around
the
area. For not being able to be here tonight. Thank you. Or whatever you guys had going on. I don't know.
And another really big thank you to Bias Studios for allowing us to use their beautiful facilities. You should check them out at biasstudios.com.
Beautiful.
While you're on the internet, which you're probably already on if you're listening to this, then be sure to go like Curse Words on Facebook, and you guys got the Twitter and the Instagrams and all that.
Pretty much Don't Say Curse Words.
Yeah, / Don't Say Curse Words for Facebook or Instagram and Twitter. Mm-hmm. And you can check out all the links are on our website, which is
Don't Say Curse Words.
You go to the website, you find all the little social medias. You guys got a link to Bandcamp on there?
Yeah, we got we got Bandcamp, we got our email, we got our friggin'.
It has all of our albums.
Yep. Yeah. Albums. Yeah. My personal phone number. I'm just kidding.
Our address.
There's a little Easter egg too on the website that I made. So if you click around, you might find it.
And while you're liking things on Facebook, feel free to throw Cassathetic a like. Follow us at Cassathetic on Instagram. Or at Ken Barnum on Instagram and Twitter, at Mark Ryder Music on Instagram and Twitter, to know what our lovely engineers and producers are up to, because you don't know. They're probably doing like very interesting things. I know they're recording a lot of bands, so they'll post videos about what they're recording. So just check out new music. That's what all these connections are about. More music for you listening out there. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, invitations to things, you want to send me your demo, you want to just chat about what flavor of tapioca is superior, whether it's Brazilian tapioca or Texas style tapioca, feel free to shoot me an email. Feel free to shoot me
Chicken's pies.
Tapioca pies. Feel free to shoot me an email at castathetic@gmail.com, and you know, we'll chat, we'll chit chat, shoot the shit, if you will. And we got one last song for you guys to close out this show, and it's a great, this song kicked ass. This is a really fun song.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. You
like, if I too was more coordinated, I would try to skateboard to this song and just have a blast. It's called Hey Mariana. Do you guys have anything you want to say about it?
I guess I wrote this song about the first time I got drunk, and I was skateboarding outside of my friend's house on Mariana Street, and it was a blast then, and it's a blast writing the song.
You got so buried in the teen heat.
Try to capture the energy I felt that night.
And this is also a new song for you.
Yeah,
guys,
it's off the it's off our new album, Better Luck Next Time.
So
get it in stores.
Yeah, go to your local commissary and get the new Curse Words album.
Available in those stores.
Better.
People are like, it's only online. It's online.
Or, you know, AOL keyword with your parents' permission, curse words.
Absolutely.
Better luck next time.
I am chat.
So here it is for you guys. Have a wonderful couple of weeks. We'll be back with some more music. It's Hey Mariana by Curse Words.
Couldn't wait to get older. Yeah, you know we never could. All with these shitty smiles. trying not to choke. Wondered when the world would stop its spin so we could start this whole thing over.